Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast, produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged, on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines several engagement opportunities through Sunday, April 17th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. You'll have to scroll past the podcast episode list to find the calendar. We'll start by highlighting events relating to civic input and involvement. It's going to be pretty heavy on our transportation system this week. On Tuesday, there will be a Project Connect community conversation on planning for the Orange Line that would run from Howard Lane to Slaughter Lane along Lamar Boulevard and South Congress Avenue. On Wednesday and Thursday, Capital Metro holds a series of opportunities to provide public input on its fare structure, particularly seeking input on two ideas that are being considered, fare capping and a new category for discounted fares. The City of Austin will have a community forum on proposed amendments to the Austin Strategic Mobility Plan on Thursday. And these proposed amendments are based on prior input late last year and early this year. On Tuesday, there will be a community work group meeting that is monitoring the plans for the planned Interstate 35 expansion through Central Austin. This meeting will provide an opportunity for feedback on widened bridges, bicycle pedestrian bridges, and innovative intersections proposed for the project. Non-transportation opportunities relating to civic engagement are as follows. Austin ISD holds a redistricting conversation on Tuesday. The city's civil rights office is hosting a listening session aimed at identifying and outlining roles that it can play to more effectively address wage theft, tenants' rights, and hate crimes. And the city demographer, Dr. Lila Valencia, will be a featured presenter in the next installment of the Imagine Austin Speaker Series on Wednesday that will delve into the demographic trends and social equity issues that are evident in the data published from the most recent decennial 2020 census. On the topic of racial equity, there are a few events that we want to highlight, and all three take place on Wednesday, so the choice about which one to attend may be a hard one. Children at Risk hosts one of its 10 policy roundtables in Austin on Wednesday about legislative issues affecting children. Austin PBS hosts another installment of ATX Together on the topic, Beyond Call-Out Culture, How Do We Hold Each Other Accountable? Addressing questions such as, what is the alternative to the call-out culture, and do we really need an alternative? And the Center for Asian American Studies at UT hosts a lecture by Dr. Eric Tang on the topic, Asian American Violence, White Supremacist Terror, and Mental Illness. This next series of events relate to economic opportunity in our community. Workforce Solutions holds regular career training orientation sessions in high need and high demand industries. Career training orientation for healthcare will take place April 11th, and a career training orientation on information technology will take place April 13th. For those who may be in job search mode, on Wednesday, there is a job fair for veterans. On Wednesday and Thursday, there is an SASR hiring event at Workforce Solutions North. And finally, there is an opportunity to participate in a Job Search Accelerator Masterclass on Saturday. Also, on the economic opportunity front, Goodwill's Launchpad Club, which is a place to help kick off your job search, meets every Friday at 9:30 a.m. We also want to support local entrepreneurs by highlighting artisan markets and farmers markets. We will highlight a few of these upcoming markets, but check the calendar for a full list. Of course, we have the two recurring farmers markets hosted by the Sustainable Food Center on Saturdays near Republic Square and in Sunset Valley at the Tony Burger Center. The Texas Farmers Market sets up at Mueller on Sunday mornings, and the SoCo Farmers and Makers Market is always an option week to week on South Congress Avenue, of course. In terms of artisan markets this week, the Austin Flea is at Meanwhile Brewing on Thursday and at both Radio Coffee and Texas Keeper Cider on Sunday, April 17th. There is also something called the Mutiny Market, hosted by Hotel Vegas on Saturday, April 16th. Now, for our fun and free feature for this week, we'll highlight what is being referred to as Ney Day, which is a commemoration of Elizabeth Ney and her legacy. This is an annual event that went on hiatus, like a lot of things, the last couple of years. But the event is a celebration of women in the arts, sciences, and civic culture. Like in years past, there will be a ton of artist-led projects, demonstrations, booths, and music by Chulita Vinyl Club. I'll end the podcast by highlighting the next installment of CAN's Expanding Opportunity Forum that takes place Wednesday, April 14th at 1 o'clock on Zoom on the topic of women in the post-pandemic economic recovery. CAN is holding conversations to get a deeper understanding of critical issues and challenges pertaining to the economic recovery. Women generally, and women of color more specifically, suffered economic hardship disproportionately during the pandemic, and the economic recovery for them has been slower to be realized than it has for men. In our Expanding Opportunity Forum this week, we will hear from three panelists who have unique perspectives on why the pandemic related economic impacts were more severe for women. Speakers include Diana Melendez, a practicing attorney and member of the Women of Color Collective and the City of Austin Commission for Women, Dr. Belinda Ramon, assistant professor of economics at St. Mary's University, and Otani Robinson, an entrepreneur and customer service industry worker who will share her views as both a worker and a business owner. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.